my friend Anthony, who is, in my opinion, one of the best experts on love that I know, one of the most loving people I've ever met. And Anthony, you and I have been talking a lot about why love doesn't last.
Yeah.
Why people have infatuation, lose the infatuation, the drugs in our brain, dope lust, into loving someone, and then when it fades out, you're left with a mirror that leaves you with just your own flaws. And then how do you work through it? So I've been working through that myself, and I'd love for you to talk to people a little bit quickly about that process, I guess.
So I teach what's called relationship as a path as part of my work. And the idea is that all of our relationships are the place where we can become most actualized for ourselves. So that's...
Yeah.
You want me to talk more about that?
Yes, I do. I'd like you to talk about the process, because a lot of my friends and my, you know, people fall in love. They have these amazing dopamine, oxytocin connections. And then the drugs in our brain leave. And then we're left with this shallow, like, loss.
Yeah. So here's basically the story. So at some point when you were a kid, you learned that a big part of you should be hidden away. That you should kind of stuff it beneath the surface, and you got shamed for being you. Yeah? So then later in life, you find somebody, and you fall in love with them. You get a lot of really good chemicals, like, rushing through your system. You see in that person a lot of the disowned parts of yourself. So you see kind of, we call it, like, aura projection. You see the aspects of yourself that you get to be when you're with them. And it feels really good. You're actually coming alive a bit, and you're not numbed out to the pain that you've been in for your most of your life in that place. And then what happens is you gradually start to experience a bit of reality, where the dopamine starts to fade a bit, and then you're confronted with what we call the intimacy wall, which is you really have to look at aspects of yourself that you have spent your entire life trying to avoid through a variety of different addictions. Not just drugs, conflict, drama, creating confusion and chaos in your life. And this is where 95% of couples eject. The name of the game is not to kind of grind it out for 50 years with someone who you're not in love with. The idea is that when you get to that intimacy wall, you use the conflicts that are coming up in the relationship as a pathway inward. And you learn to reparent yourself. You find the parts of yourself that are disowned, that are shamed, and you bring them to the surface so you can become free. And you do that in a great relationship. And then you fall into a deeper type of love. You reach actual intimacy, where you can be you, and really you. And I believe this is really a revolutionary act in our society, because most of the culture is designed to strip away your essence. And then it gets marketed back to you. The last 100 years of marketing and public relations have been about marketing something inside of you back to yourself. So true love is a revolutionary act. It transcends social systems. It evolves the consciousness of the species forward. And it allows you to live the most incredible life. And you can do this whether you're single or you're in a relationship. You can practice relationship as a path to really see the mirror in front of you. And it ultimately puts you back in touch with your own divinity. And the truth is that this is sort of the... relationship as a path is nothing that's new. I mean, this, if you look at the wisdom traditions, this has been the big teaching of everybody that's made any kind of significant impact in our cultural, spiritual history. The idea of looking at yourself first. If people just did that, you know, when they're judging someone, even the micro judgments that you have, there's always just a wealth of just love inside of those judgments that you can unlock for yourself. Find it yourself. And often what you find is in the conflicts, you'll try to change somebody, you'll be trying to say some things about this person's crazy, or I want them to change. And when you find the symmetrical piece in yourself and you actually do the work to get present to it and unlock the gift inside of it, it's just, it's miraculous, the symmetry. Often the other people just, they just change automatically because you've done the work inside yourself.
So easily said. But let's just say, for instance, you're in a relationship where you had deep amounts of drugs in your brain and you are fully, physically infatuated with someone.
Yeah.
And then it starts to fade. And the feelings of intense heroin, like, chills up your spine.
Yeah, totally.
You feel them. What do you, how do you double down and work through the loss of your brain's chemistry. Yeah, like, how do you find that love and that intimacy?
So the idea, in a nutshell, and anybody can do this, is, you know, the only reason you really, I mean, if you're doing relationship as a path, the only reason you really leave relationship is because you can't handle facing yourself, right? It's like you have to have that mindset. And so the crazy shit that comes out is ultimately, it's a process you go through to become you. So you feel the pain, you feel the shit that's happening, and you recognize that, you know, you get this beautiful contrast. This person comes into your life and you're feeling wonderful. And that starts to fade, but you're actually getting present to the numbness. You're getting present to the part of you that's been dead for 30 years. And if you can stay present to that and not find some other move to numb it out through diving into conflict or having some weird...
Drugs, don't forget about drugs and alcohol.
Drugs, alcohol, work, religion, some crazy game you get into, or drama, conflict. You know, people get addicted to their conflict in relationship, judgments.
So much. The conflict is its own dopamine.
So the idea is to be able to remain present to the pain and actually receive the gift inside of it. Like, literally feel it. And because the truth is, people, you know, the Buddha said that the problems of the world effectively are from people that want pleasure without the pain. You have to have both, yeah? You have to be able to embrace the pain that comes along with these things. So if you can stay present to the pain, you're going to expand your capacity to feel. And you're actually like waking up. It's a process of waking up. It's like you've been sleeping on
it's
your...
It's like the Matrix when you take the thing out of your...
That's exactly what it's like.
And you're like, what the fuck?
That's exactly what it's like. And that's, in fact, what they're talking about there. Yeah. Is the awakening process. When you get present to the pain, you get present to reality, and then you realize that the reality is effectively just, it is literally just you. It's the mirror for yourself. It's a, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of deep spiritual insight that will come as a result of that process and practice. But the core of it, I mean, people would just commit to living one day without blaming or criticizing other people. It's like their whole world would change.